He did it again. He's made another modcast.
Mod is a generic term for the modern young man.
You were just a little mod. Just a little mod.
She's a mod, she's a mod, she's a mod. Yeah.
I don't give a monkey's arseholes about mods and rockers.
All I really want is me a mod boy with his own unique style.
Are you a mod or a rocker?
No, I'm a mocker.
Me one of us got mods are getting underway. Taking all night and into the day.
Mods are back again. Mods are back again. Mods are back again.
Whether you approve or disapprove, they are real. And they're happening now in the mod world all around you.
You're listening to Mr. Swab's Mod World at MrSwab.com. Jazz sounds from any era. If you dig the exotic sounds of yesteryear, if lounging is your idea of sophistication, if cocktails make your head swim and you still want to jump in, if you cherish vinyl and appreciate digital, If sometimes your wild side goes rocking on until all hours of the night, if you're hip to both Les Baxter and Len Price III, if sometimes Coco Taylor and Muddy Waters have to give way to Jello Biafra, Paul Weller, Pete Townsend, or Supergrass, if you know Quadrophenia ranks right up there with Breakfast at Tiffany's, if Chet, Dexter, Ella, and Frank all share time on your turntable, if this is you, then kid, you're ready for the main room. The swank place, that truly cool hot spot known as Mr. Suave's Swingin' Cocktail Lounge.
Now, my first guests have been in the music industry for over 20 years, and every year they just get older and older.
Likes to think gin needs him too. The founder, producer, and mixologist of the Modcast, Mr. Suave.
Get your library card ready. You're gonna need it as we swing through the stacks of 60s and 70s library music. Welcome to the show, kids. Modcast number 557 now being served. I hope you're ready for some mod groovers from the back catalogs of KPM, Apollo Sound, Crippled Dick, Pure International, and lots more. I'm bringing you the swinging sounds of sexploitation, courtesy of Carnaby Street, as expressed in TV and film productions in the last half of the 20th century. Library music, as it is called. Library music of the 60s and 70s was predominantly solicited by companies from composers and session players for all manner of projects, mostly films, TV shows, game shows, sporting events, even business conferences and documentaries and so on. You name it, library music was backing it up. Often it had a sort of generic feel to it. It simply evokes a certain vibe, a feeling that fits the moment. But as in any niche industry, I guess, there are standouts, and back in the day, it was predominantly the session players, in Britain especially, but also Italy and Germany. That's where the coolest, most ambitious sounds were being written and recorded. It's kind of a sonic playground for some of the world's most interesting composers. And some of the most fascinating and influential music of all time comes from these libraries. You've heard it all, I'm sure, or lots of it anyhow. Probably the most famous library was KPM, whose iconic Greensleeves 1000 series featured some very cool, very mod, if you will, composers like Keith Mansfield, Alan Hawkshaw, Tony Hatch, and others. So here then, I have collected for you two sets of down and dirty groovy groovers, all with a very cinematic feel to them. Just like that track I opened the show with, there's a track from the great Italian film composer Piero Piccioni, who's most active in the 60s and 70s. You've probably heard his music, maybe even on this modcast. That song was Party Music 5 from the Italian film Playgirl 70s. I thought it did a nice job of kind of setting the table for us for our dinner of down and dirty lounge music of yesteryear. And if you're wondering what that music is, as always, you can get the full track list over on the Modcast homepage at MrSuave.com. Let's dive right into the deep end with Alberto Baldan Bembo. Thank you.
Thank you. four corners of this big old world. I've seen it all. I've done it all.
Gee. Oh, wow.
I've fought many a good man, and I've laid many a good woman.
Thank you. Hi, this is Sal from the Gold Stars in Chicago, Illinois, and you're listening to Mr. Suave's Mod Mod World at MrSuave.com.
Oh yeah, baby.
My mom asked me when we stopped being best friends, and I don't have the heart to tell her, because like most men, I know exactly when me and my mom stopped being friends. It was the first time I whacked off.
Just chilling with some swank sounds, don't you know? I hope you are enjoying a cocktail while listening. The music is just ripe for some serious sipping, I think. Wrapped that set with the legendary Les Baxter, maybe my favorite exotica lounge composer of all time, probably. That song was Jungle Montuno, just heard. Was from Baxter's fabulous 1970 album, Que Mango. All killer, no filler, as the selectors say. One of the absolute must-have albums if you're into groovy, space-age, bachelor pad, exotica-style lounge music. Que Mango by Les Baxter. Just before that, you heard the Manzanilla Sound doing Somebody Cares About Me. Manzanilla Sound from 1971. They were just one of the groups fronted by one of the UK's great jazzmen and trumpet players, Ray Davies, more famously of the Button Down Brass. Right ahead of that, I played something that maybe seems out of place if you're just reading this set list. But sonically, yeah, huh? When it hits your ears, I think it really does fit the modcast this week. That was Grapefruit doing Theme for Twiggy. It's off their 1968 album, their only one, called Around. Grapefruit was the first band signed to the Beatles' then new label, Apple Records. The band included the youngest brother of the Young family, whose older siblings were in the Easy Beats and AC/DC. That's a pretty musically prolific family right there, you know, if you got guys in three bands. Purportedly, the band's name Grapefruit was given to them by John Lennon, who took it from Yoko's book of poems of the same name. Anyhow, Grapefruit was more of a Beatles-ish kind of group, even sort of kind of looked like the Fab Four if you look at the album cover. Trippy album cover, big Grapefruit, lots of nods to the psychedelics of the era too. But this one track, this instrumental track, was not that kind of Beatles-ish beat combo sort of 60s stuff. Theme for Twiggy just stands out as a bit of groovy hipness. Before that was Stan Butcher with Just Dandy off of his 1967 album Swing Like a Bee. That was a part of CBS's Super Stereo series. And ahead of that, another legend, Keith Mansfield with Monoski. Mansfield, of course, famous for giving us probably one of the greatest mod groovers of all time, Exclusive Blend. You could probably live off the royalties of that song, but so. This one is very much in a similar vein. It's from the Progressive Pop Collection, released by KPM in 1970. Jumping across the water to the continent proper, I spun up a few really, really fantastic Italian masters. They are masters. Just before Mansfield from 1971, I played Little Shaky Girl by Armando Trovoli. It's from the Italian Mastroianni film, My Name is Rocco Papaleo. Just before that, you heard the very lush and sophisticated Del Legando, lead track from Italian composer Alessandro Alessandroni's 1968 album Ritmo dell'Industria No. 2. And getting all the groovy go-go-ness going way back there was Alberto Baldembembo. That track was Tropical Club from his 1975 soundtrack for La Mica di Mia Madre. I'm probably, you know, butchering all this Italian stuff because I don't speak Italian. But man, I love Italian music. I discovered that last one, not from the original, of course, but rather from one of the great early lounge collections, way back there at the birth of the Cocktail Nation in the early 90s. It was a sort of greatest hits of Bembo's that was called The Smart Set. Released into the wild by Easy Tempo Records in 1998. Easy Tempo is arguably one of the greatest lounge music labels ever. Definitely schooled us all in the coolness of easy listening space age bachelor pad music. You can get schooled in all sorts of other mod-friendly sounds over on the Modcast homepage at MrSuave.com. Don't forget to spell out the Mr. And while you're there, check out the bonus third set I've got up. Lots more like this over there. Let me know what you're thinking, too, of the show. Hit me up in social media, all the usual familiar places. Right now, let's head on over to the bar and pour ourselves another cocktail for sipping in this second set.
Six. This is a record for kids who like to, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean.
Thank you. Right now I'm hungry and I want to get laid.
That's what you always say.
You go find a chick and I'll hustle us up some food.
I can't do good work when I'm hungry.
You ain't pulling that crap on me again. And you can shove that part about how you lost the ability to hunt for food when you learned how to talk.
No food, no females.
You know, usually I'm mixing up recommendations of cool like garage rock or power pop, punk rock ska, northern soul, funky mod jazz, all that cool stuff. This time around, it's jazzy, swinging, groovy, soulful sounds of the mid-century from the background of films, TV, commercials, and so on. So-called library music, and what a library! Oh my god. Always fun when these pop up on shuffle at your party. It just kind of blows the minds of your more, shall we say, musically sheltered compatriot. Back in the day when I still used to comb through Goodwill and Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul, those kind of places for used records, I started by getting these RCA and Reader's Digest box sets of Dynagroove records. They all had names like Love is Blue, Sentimental Journey, there's Pop Hit Parade. They were chock full of session musicians nobody'd ever heard of, really, with one or two famous tracks from, you know, like Sinatra or Dean, or more likely, you know, Vic Damone or Bobby Troup or somebody on that second year. There was lots of schmaltz and worse in these 5 to 6 album sets, but there were always a few recognizable stars, and there were always a couple of new artists, people that were new to me, and just totally blew my mind and expanded my horizons. That's where I started learning about library music and discovering all this fantastic music with echoes of soul and funk, mixed with swing and jazz, complemented by some fuzzy guitars or a Hammond organ. As you know, most things 60s, I was hooked on all of it. So I was definitely hooked on this, and I fell in love with it, or at least parts of it, and I've been grooving to it ever since. The mixologists of the 90s Cocktail Nation helped curate it all. And then the internet, of course, made it easier to find, and voila, here we are, chilling with Dave Pike and Gerald Keane and more. What's not to love, right? Bet you love that last track. That was the Ray McVeigh sound with Kinda Kinky. The song is sometimes listed as raunchy. Either way, it's either raunchy or kinda kinky. McVeigh was a Scotsman who worked in the 50s with Gene Vincent, Conway Twitty, and others, and sort of seemed to flirt with that early rockabilly crowd before going full-on in 60s soul and freak beat. Yeah. Covered all that sort of stuff, obviously covers of more popular things, but in that style. Before that, one of the greats of the swinging 60s sound, that was Alan Hawkshaw with Organ Mania. That is off of the KLM 1000 series album Soul Organ Showcase, released originally in 1968. Hawkshaw gets all the credit, as it features mostly his songs, it looks like, but also those he co-wrote with David Gold and Keith Mansfield. And I have to say, it has to be one of KLM's best. No songs over about 2.5 minutes, and everyone a banger, as the kids would say. Before that, from 1973, the crazy sounds of the Harry Roach Constellation with Carnaby Chick. It's off Roach's Sometimes album on Pi Records. And ahead of that was Johnny Harris, singer, songwriter, producer, composer, did it all in the 60s and 70s. He was a protege to the great Tony Hatch over at Pi Records and worked with a lot of top people like Tom Jones and Petula Clark and others. This track by Harris is Let's Beat It. And this version comes from a bootleg comp of 1960s German film scores called The Schwabing Affair. And before that, you heard one of the most culty soundtracks out there. That song was Dirty Beat by Gert Vilden. Gert Vilden and his orchestra. Comes off of the very infamous Schumacher Report. That was a West German series of sexploitation films in the early 70s. The films are faux documentaries about the sex lives and proclivities of teenagers, meant to, you know, inform parents as to all the nastiness their kids were up to, I guess. Big success in Germany at the time, and the series was in production through the 1980s, like 13 or 15 films or something. Though along the way, they became less and less documentary-like over the years. And the soundtracks petered out as well, but Gert Vilden's first couple were amazing mixes of 60s beat music, which, along with what was then starting to be called acid rock, I guess, kind of mixed into that, a little bit of a psychedelic feel to it at times, very loungy to say the least. The movies, they leave a lot to be desired. Good really only for listening. Another similarly famous soundtrack was that from Vampiros Lesbos, a schlocky erotic horror film. Also German, also from the early 70s, and also with a very cool soundtrack. That song was Dedicated to Love by Manfred Hubler and Siegfried Schwab. Both of those were early reissues by Crippled Dick Records in the early 90s, and kind of really helped launch the library music craze that ran hand in hand with the Cocktail Nation and the rise of exotica and tiki music and so on, and really the whole lounge craze that came at the turn of the century. Speaking of Siegfried Schwab, yet another German composer before that, Peter Thomas, doing Modern Six. Thomas, along with probably John Barry and Lalo Schifrin, one of the best known of the film composers of that era. But Siegfried Schwab was actually a member of the Thomas Orchestra, and they worked together a fair amount. This Peter Thomas and Orchestra song was Modern Sex. Found this one on a 2002 compilation of his work, The Erotic World of the Peter Thomas Sound Orchestra. Seems like the Germans especially liked scoring for erotic films. Likewise, the Italians did for number two. And I have to tell you, there's a lot of great music from the erotic films of the 60s and 70s. No doubt, the music was way ahead of the films themselves. Finally, started that set out with another sexy number, simply called Sex. It was by Lene Renaud. Was recorded way back in 1959. It was released as the last song on the B-side of Renaud's 1960 album, A Casino de Paris d'un Plaisir. Renaud was a French singer and actress and later AIDS activist. The song Sex is probably best known for being included in one of the original six discs of Capitol's legendary Ultra Lounge series. And what a series that was, too. First starting in 1996, the Ultra Lounge releases. They had all the cool 60s lounge music that had never achieved much mainstream success. And they came along with lots of liner notes, perfect for those of us aching to find more such musical treasures. And the design and packaging was just so swank and cool. Had all this cool mid-century, you know, photos and cocktail recipes and everything. And here's something you maybe didn't know. I just discovered this last year, kind of sort of by accident. The Ultra Lounge series won a Grammy. That's how good it was. Way back in 1997, they won a Grammy for packaging, specifically for the faux fur leopard skin cover for the series sampler. So now when people are mocking lounge music, I can always just throw it in their face that one of the great lounge compilations won a Grammy. I've got just one more to throw in your face before I bow out until the next modcast. In the meantime, be sure to check out the bonus third set of songs over at MrSuave.com. Leave me a comment while you're there. Let me know what you're thinking of the modcast, good, bad, or otherwise. I can take it. I got links up there to a bunch of the past lounge shows that have been on the modcast. So if you're looking for some interesting lounge listening, be sure to check in on a few of those. As always, up at MrSuave.com. Okay, I'm going to leave you with one more really good tune. The tune itself is pretty killer, but the fact that it originated as a flexi disc advertising kitchen tools and supplies, well, that's just delicious. This comes from a bootleg comp that's been around so long that I think someone, maybe not even the same person, made a second volume. Not sure that it was the same producers as the original, but it might have been. Anyhow, that original comp is all advertising marketing music, really, from the 60s, predominantly European. These sorts of flexi discs were everywhere. Magazines came with them. They were inside cereal boxes. And apparently even a candy company turned the box lid to their treats into a flexi disc you could play on your turntable. This track from Pop Shopping, specifically it was for a company that makes juicers, spinners, and mixers. Making his second appearance on this very modcast, the great Gert Vilden with the very swinging Mullen X 1972. Here's to more lounge music in your future. I'm Mr. Suave. Thanks for listening.